Acknowledgements. Father Pat O'Byrne for his all-embracing humanity, and Father Dunstan McClellan for his Francis of Assisi spirit. Dr. James Black for reciting Shakespeare softly while pretending to search through the play for the passage. Nancy Jo Cullen for teaching me to honor my work and to prize poetry above notice. Emily Schultz for her timely appreciation. Jane McMullen, Michael and Sandy Green, Alan Suchuk and Pat Bloxham, Jeff and Lynn Savage, Danny and Ivy Patton, Jim and Enid Marion, for showing how to love on earth. Father Joe Toole, Rob Lucy, Carl Graves, Francis Lynch, and the St. Mary's Cathedral Boys and Men's Choir for helping sing Palestrina. Bruce Ramsey, Jeff Proudfoot, Jeff Savage, and many more for exemplary advice that being a detailed professional must be balanced by randomness at leisure. Sam Williams for demonstrating the spirit of humanity rising above the deck stacked against many, especially in America. Padraig, Gail, and all the Cullens and Lefebvres for excelling as family. Catherine Armitage Amundson for her courage and for sharing Emily. Anne Lefebvre for art above all tribulation and feeling above all guile. Ted Lefebvre, my younger brother, for teaching me manliness, including dancing and crying like there is no one watching. Jim Hogan, for encouraging me as a young man towards awareness, and as an older man, consider an engagement. And Ida, my muse, Emily, my mentor in mindfulness and elegance, and Hilary, my confessor, for her mercy, remission, and love, and for her boundless faith and encouragement. See you soon, Mom and Dad. The end. All's well. Where thou art, Earth, and why? Read by the author, John Lefebvre.